It's a gift most people take for granted, but somewhere along the line, somebody taught you how to read, handing you a key to the wider world. But more than 40 million adults in this country don't have that key. Freddie Price used to be one of them.
You know, a lot of people have different kind of struggles, and everybody has a different way of handling it, you know, and a lot of people keep it inside, and that's what I did. I kept it inside.
Price is a supply clerk for the town of Christiansburg, an assistant to the manager. And in order to advance his career, he had to pass a difficult written test given by an agency called the Virginia Institute of Procurement, a test he'd taken and failed four times before. He was getting ready to take it a fifth time, but if he failed this one, he could lose his job. It's a job he's good at. He's been working for the town for 15 years, and not many people knew he had what they call low literacy skills.
Had this macho attitude that I could do it, and you just got to let it down sometimes and trust other people that care about you.
So Price decided to ask for help.
It was a difficult decision because pride takes over, but I had something in me that said I knew I could do it, and it just took this organization, and you know, just it wasn't one person, it was everybody in it.
That organization is Literacy Volunteers of the New River Valley. It gets no government funding and depends entirely on donations. Not every community or state in this country offers this kind of help for free, and U.S. government funding helps just 2 million low-literacy people a year, according to the group World Education, Inc.
We only had 3 weeks to do this when I came here, so we did flashcards and stuff like that. I did everything he told me to do.
He is John Hess, former department head and professor emeritus of biochemistry at Virginia Tech.
Working with people who have a vibrant curiosity is a very rewarding experience, because I think every tutor would say that they're learning something as they work with an individual, whether it's a perspective about life or whether it's some discrete skill that suddenly appears.
And here's what happened on test day after four attempts and now another long drive to Richmond for the fifth time.
The night before the test, I normally really cram. And I just went over my stuff, like he told me, about 30 minutes. Went for a walk, had some dinner, went back to the hotel. Then the next morning, I usually open the books, and I didn't even open the book. I said, I know this, so.
A few hours later, he got a text from the governor's office. He'd passed the test.
And it took someone else to see my qualities and what I had in me and help me bring them out. So.
Literacy Volunteers of the New River Valley are looking for more people like Freddie Price to take the leap and, like John Hess, to help them over the hurdle.
My experience as a tutor, and to say to others that it's something worth getting involved with, is because it's a chance to work with individuals who have a vibrant curiosity. They want to learn. And you discover things about yourself as well as the individual that enriches both lives.
And on this day called Giving Tuesday, what better gift could there be? I'm Robbie Harris.